I think lunch is over. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I am not a China expert, but I did travel there in 1984 for a series of broadcasts on the new flirtation with capitalism, and I remember an electronics factory, still using vacuum tubes, where I talked to workers who'd been offered shares of stock for the first time. They were mystified by this thing called stock. But even back then, it was clear what the Communist Party was hoping for. It was hoping to create capitalism without freedom. I remember thinking it couldn't possibly work because capitalism needs creativity and creativity needs American-style freedom to thrive. And China just had too many people who grew up under communism too scared to think for themselves. Well, turns out China had a plan for that. Just start assembling stuff for the West and steal every idea you can to buy enough time to educate a new generation of entrepreneurs and tech geniuses with fewer inhibitions. And as fate would have it, while China was pushing ahead, we pushed into Iraq and made the classic mistake of every empire, one war too far. Columnist William Galston just wrote about this in the Wall Street Journal, his point being that while we continue to pay for two wars, here comes China Incorporated out to prove you don't have to be free to grow rich. As the president famously said,
"They're eating our lunch."
Yeah, if only. I think they have dinner reservations. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.